Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget all the things you can do there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. If you haven't checked out the blog, I hope you'll do that too. I think you'll find it interesting. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of many books on the air in the area of working from your home, including home office know-how, safe at home, and teleworking and telecommuting, the essential guide. These are all three of these essential guides to working from home. And he's a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. He's our good friend. Also, the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year. Jeffrey, welcome back. Are you there, Jeff? We must have lost Jeff.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
I love technology, but, you know, you still got to push that little dial sometimes, don't you?
You know what? I think the two cans with the string in between, you know, nothing beats that.
I think a bird, I think a robin landed on the string between our cans there, Jeff. I think that's what happened.
Exactly.
It's good to have you back.
Always great to be here. I appreciate you having me.
Well, you have no idea how good it is to actually hear your voice. Jeffrey, what's new in the world of home-based and micropreneurs?
Well, it's funny that we should have that momentary lapse of technological reason here, where I run a small home-based business, you run a small business, and what keeps us connected is the technology. It's you can have your paper files, you can have your desk, and you can have your connections and go out and meet with people. But it's really the whether it's the phone itself or the email or the web access, whether it's broadband or if you still use dial-up, which I don't know why, but these things keep us connected. And what's interesting is one of the things as a small business owner, we have to stay atop those connections and make sure they're running right as best we can. But when our vendors, our suppliers aren't providing service up to our expectations or what we need to know how to handle that and deal with them. And we had some interesting scenarios unfold over the past couple of weeks in dealing with that as well.
Well, we all rely on that's the thing about a marketplace. You know, when Adam Smith described it over 200 years ago, when the division of labor first began, I stopped completely providing everything my family and my group needed to eat and to survive, and I started depending on somebody next door to provide some things, and I provided him some of my stuff. When all that started, thousands of years ago, it created an interdependence. I'll get it out in a minute. An interdependence upon each other,
right.
and there became a trust level that we had to establish with each other, didn't it?
Exactly. And then eventually they broke up Ma Bell, and then Ma Bell had was broken into 9 Bell operating companies, and now they're going back in as one. It became very competitive, and now they're going back in as one. So see the interdependence lacking again.
Exactly.
But rough segue.
But seriously, the thing about it is that we all depend upon each other, and if you look around you, though, if you think about it, Jeff, if you look at all the things that actually do get done with the way the marketplace works, it's actually an amazing organism, isn't it?
Well, it really is, and all joking aside, the reason we can run even a small business or especially a home business is because we have vendors that we can rely on out there, service providers, and for the basics of what we need, again, whether it's telecommunications, even knowing that the FedEx or UPS guy is going to show up and pick up the parcel and absolutely positively deliver it tomorrow morning at 10 a.m., assuming it's something we couldn't email as an attachment,
right.
That reliability is key. That is a promise, and that allows us to make promises to our customers and our prospects out there, without which, you know, we're no more than a company that is unreliable, mm-hmm. and that really becomes difficult in today's day and age.
Well, so how do we deal with all this? How do we make sure? Because, you know, Jeffrey, the last thing in the world a small business needs is to get a larger company to agree to let them be their partner to fulfill an important role in that company. And we're doing it based on we're making our proposal based on the assumption that other vendors will do their job. How do we protect ourselves against those other vendors don't do their job?
Well, I think there's a couple ways. One, when you're dealing with small businesses out there, you get sort of a statement of agreement, or you get an agreement or contract between that's going to hold their feet to the fire, such that you know and they know what expectations are. At the very least, you lay out the expectations so you know and they know what each other is required to do. And I think secondly, and equally importantly, especially when you're dealing with, as I alluded to, I've had some problems recently with my broadband, mm-hmm. and when you're dealing with a large provider, especially a large provider who tends toward the sort of monopolistic point of view, and they can care, they may not care, who cares, you know, I mean, they may not really step
no,
up.
No, they don't care.
You have to stay on
they
them.
Don't care.
The only way you can, this is truly an example of the squeaky wheel. Okay. 2 weeks ago, my broadband was very inconsistent. I was not getting the throughput or the transmission speeds that I had been expecting, and not necessarily promised, because if you look at your agreement with your broadband provider, they make a best effort. They don't guarantee 99.9% uptime, mm-hmm. and throughput of 1.2 megabits per second. They sort of say, we'll do our best effort. So I went online to a couple different areas. One, for example, is called Broadband Reports. You can go on there, and they have a tester, you know, where you can test your broadband transmission speed. Mm-hmm. Mine was coming in low. I called Bell South, who's my vendor. And I contacted them, lodged a complaint, and said that we're having a problem. It's sending email very slowly, and web pages are not loading quickly. I had initially gone through my computer, did a reboot just mm-hmm. to make sure, didn't fix things. I did a, you know, I scanned my system for any bugs or viruses or adware or spyware.
It's always good. That's a good point, Jeffrey. One of the things that I learned early, as you did, is folks, when you feel that you have a problem, check your own system. You know, make sure the thing's plugged up. If you're wondering why your email didn't go, make sure that it's not something, you know, that you're doing, your own spam system, whatever it might be, because you're going to go through a lot of rigmarole with these people, and you don't want to have to do that and then to find out that it was something you could have fixed in a couple of minutes. When we come back, Jeffrey's going to talk to us some more about how to deal with these things right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Back is 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zavar is our guest. Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And folks, can they still get you? They can still get your newsletter there, can't they?
They can subscribe to my newsletter. We have all sorts of new content. I'm constantly putting up stuff. In fact, we just launched a new Soho poll, smaller home office poll, so it asks all sorts of questions. Every 3 weeks we post a new question about something about working from home or running a small business. So you don't have to be home-based to take it,
right.
But it has to be something along the lines of small business-oriented.
Right. And are you getting some responses?
Yeah, we're getting some interesting responses. We asked people, my first poll asked people when they are most productive. You know, a lot of it is drawn from my own experience. So the first poll is when people are most productive, and I said before sunrise, after sunset, 9 to 5, and then on the weekends. Thankfully, no one said on the weekends. Some people said 9 to 5. Most people said...
No one said they were most productive on the weekend?
No. Can you believe that? That almost would have been me, except I'm most productive before the sun rises.
Well, that's because, you know, it's very dark in your casket.
Exactly. But once I sleep during the day and I'm able to, you know, only come out at night. So
I'm surprised that no one said on the weekend, though. Because, I mean, that's, you know, if I need to work, I mean, I don't always like to work. I, as you know, I work every weekend some, but I used to work all weekend long. But weekends can be pretty productive. The phones don't ring. That's the main reason.
Well, the phones don't ring. I'm a big believer. I'm rewriting one of my books right now for one of my clients, and I'm a big believer in the weekend productivity. So and the type of stuff that you don't need others to do. So whether it's filing or cleaning out the files, just organizing things, sending out some correspondence, doing some busy work or stuff that just you don't want to be interrupted. Because I have to, for example, I have to write this manuscript and finish up this manuscript. I did a lot of work last night, but I'm going to have to work today, and, I'm going to get phone calls. So either I take the phone off the hook or, send it directly to voicemail, or I just figure something else out, or I just ignore it or take the calls, whatever, but the weekends are great.
Well, the last thing you want to happen when you're being productive is for an important vendor that's critical to your future and critical to your operations' ongoing success, when they fall through the cracks. And we were talking about connectivity, whether your ISP or your broadband provider or whatever, if they break down or whatever it might be. Heck, it might be, Jeff, it might be, one of the couriers or who knows. The thing is,
anybody you rely on,
if it's that important. That's a good time, if you're not anal, to become a little anal.
Right.
And to double check.
Well, one of the things we were leading to is, okay, my broadband was very slow, so I did the check on my end. I went to Broadband Reports and I did a search and a speed check. That showed that it was slow. I went through my computer, I rebooted. I went through and killed all my temp files, did a spamware and bug, a pest patrol search, rebooted again. I defragged and rebooted. Did all the things I should be doing regularly. I did again to make sure it was okay. Then I called my vendor, my DSL provider, my broadband provider, said I'm having a problem. Now, what I'm doing is I'm taking notes every step of the way, the entire conversation.
Good idea.
And one thing that you have to do, when you have an error message, which I was not getting an error message, but when you have an error message pop up, you got to write down the language of the error message.
That's right.
And see if you can repeat the problem that was occurring on your computer. Mine was just slow throughput. So what was interesting is I called locally, spoke to someone locally. They said they'd get someone out by 7 o'clock, that it'd be fixed by 7 o'clock the next night. So I call, mid-afternoon the next day, and I get a guy named John. John, where are you calling? Where am I reaching you today? I'm in India. Okay, John in India. So I'm talking to John in India.
John's going to come right over, isn't he?
He's going to come right over. He said, well, we dispatched somebody yesterday at 7:20 to take care of him. I said, John, that's really funny. I called you. I'm looking at my notes. 7:05. You dispatched somebody 15 minutes later? That would be a record. Long and short of it, he promised to do something. He didn't follow through. I called again. I caught Simon in the Philippines. And I said, Simon in the Philippines, what did John in India promise to do for me yesterday? And he said, well, he said he'd have it done by this, that, or the other. And I said, by the way, what was John's last name? Smith. I kid you not.
Are you serious?
I was talking to John Smith in India, and I didn't even – that was really something else. It was a trip. Long and short of it, I stayed atop all my notes, all the conversations we had had. Eventually, it was fixed, but I don't know that it was anything they did or if it was just an issue that was coming up and sort of a recurring problem. But you got to stay atop this stuff because your vendors will eventually let you down. It's like what you say about computers,
Right.
Not when they will crash. It's not if they will crash or if you will lose data. It's when it will happen.
Well, as wonderful as,
as
wonderful as technology is, what's happened to me before is I've sent an email to someone that was very important. They were waiting on it. It was a deadline that I promised to make, and I made it. I sent it and then went home, at the end of the day, let's say, and went home, but didn't check my outbox to make sure that that particular email went.
Right.
And it didn't go.
Ugh.
And it was something, in my system. And so I missed the deadline because I didn't, I wasn't a little more anal and didn't go over to the outbox to make sure that it went out.
Right.
And so if it's that important, you got to use the belt and suspenders approach, don't you? You got to be a little more anal and check behind yourself and come up with a plan B. Hey, Jeff, give us the website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today, as always.
Always
we'll
great to be
you
with
later.
You. Thanks much.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, that's ZBAR. That's chiefhomeofficer.com, right, Jeff?
That's it.
There you go. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. Quick break. We're going to talk about the proper care and feeding of your brand when we come back after these messages. 29 after. This show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administrator.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.